The following is a Network Newswire audio production. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Network Newswire uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce private and public companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Network Newswire's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview features a client of Network Newswire. Network Newswire may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today as your host is Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to this online business briefing. We are speaking with Global Payout Incorporated. The company's traded under the ticker symbol GOHE, and we're lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Executive Officer of the company, Jim Hancock. Jim, how are you today?
Great, Stuart. Appreciate it. Thanks for you and Network Newswire putting me on. That's great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in, tell the listeners about your company, speak directly to your shareholders, some updates. So let's start there, though. For those listeners who may not be familiar with Global Payout Incorporated, tell us a little bit about the business model and markets you're in.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Well, we originally started back in 2009 as a prepaid card company. We were a program manager of Visa, MasterCard, and Discover programs here in the U.S. And then we found out that we needed international connections with international companies that we're starting to deal with. So we actually had to go outside of the U.S. and get issuing banks and Visa, MasterCard outside the U.S. to be able to work with. So we expanded it, and while we were doing that, over the next 2 years, we figured out that a prepaid card is great, but if you had a platform that can move money to a bank account in a particular international country, it'd be even better. So we actually started developing a platform that we call the Consolidated Payment Platform. And it was actually a platform that, you know, businesses would use. And it's a B2B model where a business needs to make payments to an individual who is a member of their organization or employee, and they live in some country and they need to get funds to them right away and the most cost-effective way. So that's what the Consolidated Payment Gateway did. And then in 2016, we started improving on that platform and figured out that we needed to have more than just the payout mechanism. We needed to do other things. So we actually started the development of that in 2016. It's called the Global Reserve Platform. And what that has is it integrates with bank networks worldwide. It adopts right now 26 foreign languages. It performs currency exchange worldwide and offers compliance and KYC for all account holders and merchants because of the amount of money that's being transferred internationally. In addition, we're also providing for blockchain technology and virtual currencies such as Bitcoin, and we're starting to actually get into that right now and integrate that to our system. So as you can see, we're maintaining a leadership and a very competitive leadership role in the fintech industry as a payment mechanism for businesses worldwide.
Excellent. Well, let's learn about you. You're our guest. Let's learn what you brought you here to Global Payout Incorporated and then any other key members of the management team. Go ahead, Jim.
Sure, Stuart. I really am lucky when it comes to the team at Global Payout that has been developed over the last 5 years, starting with our president and executive VP of Sales and Marketing, Bill Rochefort. Bill has over 25 years' experience in leadership roles at national startups and global concerns, such as Premier Global Services, Intermedia Communications, and Sprint Corporation. His roles and responsibilities have included building and growing top-end sales and technical support organizations and network services. What Bill is doing is bringing in the right people to implement our SaaS, what we call SaaS, SaaS Software Sales and Implementation, that includes David Hawkins, who has 20 years' experience in sales and software companies on the West Coast. And Bill has strengthened our sales and agent base throughout the world by including another person by the name of Steve Russell. Steve has extensive experience in logistics companies in Asia, Europe, and the United States. And Steve has brought and closed the recent Cagney Logistics contract, and we have several other logistics companies that Steve and David are bringing to Global Payout. In addition, Bill has brought on Ted Morgan, who is one of our key board members and heads up our international division. and has tremendous contacts with international companies in need of better payment solutions. And finally, Bill has brought us several international sales representatives that are not at Global Payout, but live in the United Kingdom, Austria, Germany, Asia, and even South America. So they're all talking to international companies that need electronic payment platforms. Now, our IT team is excellent because they understand the banking side of how this software platform needs to be built and operates, and it's headed up by Jorge Lascano. Jorge has 23 years of experience working in the banking industry, and he started Intradata Solutions several years ago and concentrated on the international payments. Global maintains a license and strategic relationship with Jorge and his team, and Jorge has recently accepted a position on the board of directors at Global Payout, and we are really happy that he joined us. We have several other people who are key to our success, including our CFO, Joe Sebo, who speaks to almost all of our active shareholders and is beginning to prepare our audits for our filing of the Form 10 so we can become fully reporting. Our Director of Communications, Billy Joe Smith, works with all shareholders and direct investors and with our investor relations team, including Network Newswire. The Chief Operating Officer of our MoneyTrack Technology, the subsidiary, is Vanessa Luna, who is managing our direction for our entrance into the cannabis industry, and we are excited to be working with her. Now, myself, being CEO and Chairman of the Board, I have a lot of experience in the management of companies like Global Payout, and I have extensive experience in the prepaid and payment industry since I've been involved since 2004. But I'm really proud of the team we have, and I'm extremely lucky to be working with all these people who have participated and supported Global Payout over the last 7 years.
Outstanding. Well, you just gave us a really strong foundation for who is running your company. Looking back at 2016 and so far here in 2017, what do you say are some of the milestones so far?
Well, you know, if we go back to 2014 and 15, when we discovered we wanted to expand our imprint in the payment industry by going international, we actually started focusing, and that's when we started this consolidated payment platform. What we discovered, there was more profit from transactions internationally and less regulation than working exclusively in the U.S., so we really focused on that. Then in 2016, we started proving on the foreign currency exchange, which is another revenue producer, biometric software, mobile phone apps, and improving on the compliance that needs to be available for international movement of funds. 16 was not an income-producing year. It was a development year. It was totally focused, building the right platform to relaunch and begin to focus on industries that we believe needed our service. So what we now have in 2017, we discovered the industries we're going to focus on, and they start out with the logistics industry. And it can obviously move to the travel to travel companies internationally, small to medium-sized businesses and banks anywhere in the world. So we actually have put international logistics companies at the top of the list because we have discovered that quick and cost-effective payments are not being made by these companies, and it opens a huge opportunity for us. Consequently, we have customized payment platform for logistics companies, and we have gotten a tremendous response from the leaders in the logistics business. So we're looking forward to approaching that. Now, also in 2016, our subsidiary, MoneyTrack Technology, began improving their closed-loop payment system for use by merchant and dispensary owners who would like to limit the use of cash when purchasing materials or cannabis. Our system allows cannabis customers to load their virtual wallet account and purchase marijuana without using cash. So in 2017, Marijuana Company of America, actually with a sister company, made an investment in MoneyTrack, and the company is now beginning to launch their program with the largest delivery platform in California called Greenrush. We're also looking at integrating our system at MoneyTrack Technologies, which we call Virtu Network Solutions, with leading cryptocurrency companies that could give MoneyTrack further advantage for payments in the cannabis industry.
So you touched on it a little bit there, but what are some of your goals personally that you'd like to see the company achieve, whether it's in its markets, whether it's in its structure, whether it's, you know, new acquisitions? What are some of your goals for the company as you look forward to 2017, 2018?
Well, the goals are to bring revenue in. That's the number one goal. We now have developed a platform that has taken us 2+ years to really get to and focus on industries that really need a platform like ours. So as a B2B or business-to-business fintech, we're not competing with PayPal because that's consumer-based. What we are is we're B2B fintech. So we're actually working with small to medium-sized businesses. And this, right now, it could be as small as $50 million a year. It could be as high as $1 billion a year. We're already talking to one company that's $4 billion a year. So even though I think our goal is to stick in the small to medium-sized range, we're going to run into opportunities, I'm pretty sure, especially in logistics, that will give us a big hit. So 17, our goal is to finish our sales and marketing approach for this industry and bring on the IT program managers to handle the flow of new business. Because it's one thing to bring business in, it's another business to get it implemented. And that's one focus that we really need to do in 2017 is have that protection of IT programmers. Now, global subsidiary MoneyTrack is anticipating potential joint venture agreement with GreenRush. GreenRush did and they're the delivery platform with 430 dispensaries in California. We actually have an LOI, and we're now working in a joint venture agreement with them to finish our strategic direction with where we're going with them, because they want our electronic platform for their dispensaries that they work with. We've also got another company that we just entered into an LOI, and we almost have an agreement with, called PotSaver. They're the coupon-based magazine for cannabis. They want our electronic platform also, so we're actually working with them to build that. And then we're beginning negotiations with cryptocurrency companies that integrate Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies into our payment system. This could be an alternative, and this is one we're really going to focus on by the end of this year, is what we're going to do to challenge the commercial bank's issues, because it's tough to hold an account for these merchants in a commercial bank. That's why the cryptocurrency is something we really got to take a look at and try to get integrated.
Well, what about when you look at the Newswire, Jim? Some of the things that you've done this year we've already touched on, but obviously there's been some news out this week. Global Payout finalizes licensing agreement with Cagney Global Logistics for the use of the Global Payout technology platform. Listeners, to find any of this news and to track the company down with their website, use that ticker symbol. It's all you need, G-O-H-E. If you want to go to the website directly, it's just globalpayout.com. Jim, give us your insights into this recent news.
Well, first of all, Cagney just came out today, Cagney Logistics. We've been working with Cagney over the last 4 months, and the reason why it's taken probably so long to get that one done is because we've customized our platform to recognize what the logistics industry needs, and Cagney's been gracious enough to be able to give us all the issues involved in the logistics industry. I mean, they do deliveries for Walmart and Home Depot, so We understand what they go through to actually to have to get someone funded and paid, a truck driver or a trucking company that actually moves the products. So Cagney is a probably 3 months ago about our involvement with them. We also are about ready to launch a payment program for H-Smart, which is a CBD provider, and we're actually doing that to pay the thousands of agents that they are going to bring on. They have agents and affiliates. They're actually going to distribute the CBD product. So we're actually doing the payment program to pay them their commissions on our platform. Mentioned that through releases is our filing our Form 10, which I think I mentioned earlier. That's going to get us fully reporting. So we're going to start, we're actually in the middle of audits right now. I would say if everything goes correctly, I think by October we should have that filed, and everyone understands how much that helps in regard to the stock when it comes to filing the Form 10 and being fully reporting. We also have other negotiations with commercial banks in the cannabis industry, cryptocurrency. We'll probably be talking more about this that we hope is tied to our platform, and processing business. We understand what it takes to be able to provide credit card processing for CBD programs or the cannabis industry. So there's a lot going on. We need to focus. As you can tell, we're focusing on the logistics side, on the global payout side. But there are other opportunities. And in fact, right now we just have one big investment opportunity right now from a foreign investment company, and we're working that could be released in the next 30 days. So we have a lot going on. We're excited for we're going to start looking successful.
Well, what a great time for us to be speaking with Global Payout Incorporated, ticker symbol again, G-O-H-E. Jim, thank you so much for your time, your insight, expertise, and candor in this area and these markets. We look forward to great things from you and your company here in 2017 and well beyond. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Stuart. Really appreciate it.
You bet. For Jim Hancock, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio interview is an original broadcast provided by Network Newswire, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Network Newswire may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. You should assume that officers and directors of Network Newswire or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade these securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, nor should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, an investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by Network Newswire does not purport to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from the featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Network Newswire as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at networknewswire.com.